Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to protecting your family financially, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Paul Gerash, the National Fodder and Feed Security Committee has been meeting with the Agriculture Minister this afternoon over growing concerns that there will be a fodder crisis this winter. 15 million euro is the figure the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association are calling for, they told us earlier in the programme. But will they get it? Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConlogh of Fianna Fáil, is with me now. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
I'll come to the plea for 15 million euro in funding in just a second. But can I ask you about news that broke this afternoon that's concerning so many? And that's the Labour Court recommendation in the Aer Lingus pay dispute. They're recommending a 17.75 pay increase for Aer Lingus pilots in a bid to resolve all of this. Do you think there should be acceptance?
Yeah, well, listen, I'd like to recognise the work that the Labour Court has been doing to try and resolve this dispute. It's the Labour Court has served the state consistently well since it was established back in 1946. And I think it's really important now that the parties consider very, very seriously the recommendation from the court. Obviously, it's been a really stressful time for many people across the country who have been looking and planning their holidays abroad. And indeed, it's been a really challenging time as well for many people coming into the country and the impact that that has on our tourism industry and our economy as well.
Is the government calling on parties to accept the recommendations?
Well, there is the machinery of the state, the industrial relations machinery of the state in place for a reason, is to provide independent arbitration of disputes to try and resolve them.
Okay, so you're not calling it one way or another. If they don't, before I move on.
What's really important now is there's both the pilots and Aer Lingus consider very carefully what has been proposed here. But listen, I think I can speak the same as everybody else across the country. We would hope for a resolution of this because certainly it has been an immensely stressful situation for so many people.
And before I move on, what if one or both parties, Minister, don't accept the recommendations from the Labour Court? Is there anything the government can do to avoid more flight cancellations?
Well, I think let's allow the time and space now. There's been a lot of engagement by the Labour Court with both the pilots and Aer Lingus over the last number of days. I think it's appropriate now we give the space for both parties to consider that. And we certainly would hope that there would be a resolution coming out of the process.
Okay. The National Fodder and Feed Security Committee, which I mentioned, has been meeting this afternoon. Any conclusion from that?
Well, listen, first of all, I'd like to welcome the collaboration and engagement from all of the farm representatives and the key stakeholders in today's meeting. It's really important that we prepare in advance for challenges and indeed monitor them closely as challenges might emerge. And I established the Fodder and Feed Committee 2 years ago for this very purpose. And indeed, it has worked really well. And under the chairmanship of Mike McGann as the chairman, he's led very strongly, working closely with Frank O'Mara and the Chuggas team in particular, with all of the agricultural representatives, bringing us through what has been a really difficult couple of years. And indeed, we've just come through one of the most difficult winters and springs we've seen in many years in the agricultural sector.
And they're saying they're using up the fodder, that they far more fodder than they would have at this point in the year, and that they're worried about the winter. They want support. We spoke with the Irish Sheep and Farmers Association, Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association earlier on, Sean McNamara. He said a figure of 15 million euro would see us right, he says. Will he get it?
Yeah, no, and I was listening to Sean's interview earlier, and indeed I heard Francie Gorman, the IFA president's interview with you on Friday as well. So I'll be engaging very closely with all the farm organisations. I'll be meeting them again next week, and my objective will be to make sure that I work closely with them to support farm families across the country to meet the challenges that are in place.
What does that mean?
I've already moved.
In terms of funding?
I've already moved this year already to provide support where I felt it was necessary, and I won't be found wanting as we go forward either to provide the necessary leadership and support to support farmers either. So, for example, we've come out of a really difficult spring and a difficult spring for the tillage sector as well, which of course plays an important role in relation to not just producing grain but also straw, which is an important feedstuff for the year ahead. And at the Fianna Fáil Ardéis back In April, I made a commitment that I would deliver €100 per hectare to everybody that put seed in the soil this year for this year's harvest, which was a commitment of €30 million.
Okay,
euro
so that's what you have
done.
Sector. In terms of what they're looking for now, a plea for funding in terms of fodder support. Can you give me any approximate whatsoever? Are they in the ballpark there with the €15 million euro figure?
Listen, I will monitor it very closely as we go along. I think what's really important, obviously, the big challenge here has been that we've seen growth back on last year. We've had about 10% less grass growth than we would have had in normal years. So that is the challenge. Chagas today brought a fodder survey to the fodder committee, which showed that so far dairy farmers, for example, have saved about 60% of their budgeted fodder for this winter, and in dry stock farms about 64%. So it's important now we use the rest of the year. And there was very good advice, because advice is really important here too in terms of the leadership to the farming sector and to everyone now as we step away through the year. And I know the advice coming out of the committee today is now for farmers to plan ahead
What if they don't, for one reason or another? Will they still get the same support?
Yeah, well, if you don't, you obviously put yourself in a situation where you're vulnerable for not having enough to meet your needs for the winter and spring ahead. So that's why it's really important the farmers do. And that's
I know,
why,
but does it matter in terms of benefiting from state funding?
Well, listen, I'll have to, as I say, meet with the farm organisations to see what and how we step out the next number of months. But listen, funding, for example, won't increase growth rates, or it won't make the sunshine anymore. What we need to do is at farm level now, everyone prepare. We've a number of months ahead of us before we reach the winter period. It's important that farmers do their fodder budgets. Also, as well, that they address any gaps that they might have in terms of working to save additional fodder. Hopefully, we will see growth normalise more so in the next number of months.
Well maybe not, because this could be a regular feature, an annual feature now, given climate change. A texter says 2 weeks sunshine and they're looking for money due to drought. 2 weeks rain and they're looking for money due to flooding. If your job or farm is not viable, then go get a different job. That's one listener's unsympathetic view. But can I put it in these terms to you? Climate change could cause this reality every single year now. Is it the case? Is it inevitable that agriculture funding in your opinion simply has to go up?
Well, I think overall a key focus of myself as minister has been to, in terms of government support, to work to ensure that incomes are strong across farms across the country. And the new Common Agricultural Policy, for example, has delivered has increased funding from the government by 50% to support family farm incomes. But we have a really strong farming sector. We're very fortunate as well that our farming sector is viable in terms of our capacity to produce food and indeed to grow grass and grow crops. But that also means that you have to monitor and work as you go to make sure you're prepared ahead. And the last number of years, indeed last winter, was the longest winter we've seen in many, many years, with animals housed from the 1st of October until late April, okay, which was almost a 7 month winter. And that was a winter that farmers came through very well. And that I worked closely with them again with the fodder committee last year to make sure that there was preparation in place to make sure there was enough fodder across the country, so we wouldn't be in a situation which we saw seven years ago where there was imports needed. And leadership and working together again now this year, I'm confident we can ensure we're in a good position for this.
We'll keep tabs on that one. Can I ask you one very brief question before you finish? Because we have a new coalition leader as of this today. About lunchtime, Roderick O'Gorman is a new Green Party leader. Now, let me pick one line from one of the questions he was asked today. He said, issues like equality, enacting hate speech legislation and improving childcare services will be a key to his leadership. Let me pick one of those. Is hate speech legislation a priority for you and Fianna Fáil?
Well, first of all, I want to wish Roderick well. He's an exceptionally capable politician, indeed a very direct and genuine politician too, and also indeed recognise the strong performance in the leadership contest of my departmental colleague, Minister Pippa Hackett, as well. The three parties have worked really well in government, and we're very much guided by delivering on the programme for government we've agreed among all three parties.
And on the hate speech legislation, are you and Fianna Fáil giving a commitment that the bill will be passed before the end of the government?
Again, it's an issue that all three parties are working on. It has been delayed now until the autumn for further consideration, and a number of amendments as well. But and that's one issue which the three parties will engage closely on in terms of how that can progress in a way that properly meets the objective behind the legislation. But I have to say, and we look forward now to continuing to work with the Green Party and indeed Fine Gael over the next number of months, because this has been a government that's performed really well, managed the economy well, okay. is making real progress in housing, investing in public services and education.
We will see.
And we look forward now to continuing to deliver strongly with the European Party leader in terms of that programme for government.
Charlie McConnell, Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine. Thank you very much indeed.